This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The price of an ounce of gold in New York held basically steady today, which, the way gold prices have been going of late, should probably count as a win. The shiny yellow stuff is at two-year lows, right near $1,470 an ounce. Still, though, for some, the thing that's attractive about gold isn't what it's worth. It's the going out and getting it that makes it special. So we went out and tried to get us some, the way they used to do it, with a guy named Martin Miles. Why don't you tell us where we are, actually?
Okay, we're at the East Fork of the San Gabriel River, and we're using our gold pans to recreate what the old-timers were doing 150 years ago. The first step is front panning.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. And all right, aren't you worried? I mean, that's a lot of stuff going out of that pan. You're not worried that
no.
You're...
No, not at all.
Okay, I am.
Yeah.
That's my fortune you're rinsing away there, man.
You slow down at the end. Like that.
I've totally...
Hi, are you sure you never did this before?
Aw, shucks.
I think he can make some money. This is where El Doradoville sprang up in 1859.
What was El Doradoville?
El Doradoville
It sounds like this idealistic place of gold and adventure.
Yeah, it was like mostly saloons and a few stores.
So some adventure.
And a lot of folks driven by a common purpose. To get as much as they could.
They were looking for gold.
Yes. A flood came 3 years later and wiped out the city. And there's still remnants that you can find from time to time that'll burble up to the surface.
What amazes me about this, actually, is how low-tech it is. I mean, we're living here in the 21st century where I can pick up my cell phone and find almost anything. If those guys from El Doradoville up around a bend in the river... If they came back and saw us standing here, would they recognize what we're doing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they would. They'd wonder about plastic that hadn't been invented yet.
Is this a money-making enterprise today? Can you make a living?
There's two ways you can make money on gold. One is by starting out as a billionaire, and you become a millionaire very quickly. But mostly you either trade it or you can actually get into production. But it's no longer a one-man operation. It's now you need a corporation,
yeah.
You need funding, scope, et cetera, et cetera. A little guy, somebody like me, we're known as small-scale miners.
Yeah.
And usually it's not our primary means of income.
I have to ask about your gold tooth.
You're
not quite of the age where that was standard dentistry, so I imagine that's on purpose.
No, thank my grandfather for that. He had a gold tooth. He was my favorite person in the world. He had a gold tooth, and by golly, when I needed a cap, I got a gold tooth.
Is there, do you think, a correlation between the modern search that we know and this enterprise in nature?
Well, sure. As I understand search, and I'm not a gearhead when it comes to the Internet at all, but as I understand the searches, there's ways of filtering stuff out. So it's kind of like that with the gold. What we did is we used classifiers to... get down to the values. Then at the end of the day, we've got that little concentration that is what we've been working toward. And I suppose using the Internet's the same way.
It's that first response on Google, right? That first response, yeah. It's actually backwards, right? The first response on Google is the result of all the filtering, whereas here, you have all the filtering, and then at the end, you get this little piece of whatever it is in your pan.
Oh, and it shines up at you and smiles, this golden smile. You remember that, yeah.
When you come out here on the river, whether it's with us or just to pass a Tuesday afternoon, what are you actually looking for?
Well, in my case, personally, it's an end in itself. It's just simply the experience of using all of my skills and all of my cleverness that I can muster to defeat the powers of Mother Nature, who's very good at hiding these things, these little flakes and these little nuggets. And so it's a contest between me and Mama. And at the end of the day, if I come back with a little bit, you know, I could feel pretty good about that.
That was me and Martin Miles a week or two ago on the East Fork of the San Gabriel River. It's about an hour or so north of downtown L.A. He is the president of the Prospectors Club of Southern California. That's why we went with him. Just for the record, by the way, didn't find a thing in my pans, except rocks. We've got some pictures on our website. It's marketplace.org.